Hello, and welcome back to Laundry Day, the podcast I created as an excuse to actually throw in a load, or a few, loads of laundry while simultaneously getting some work done, too. And by work, yes, I do mean sitting here talking to my internet best friends having the best time of my life. So I saw online someone talking about a perfume with pheromones in it. I think that's how that works. I figured it was probably just a scam or something, but I ordered some. With incredibly low hopes, I put some on and then went to meet up with some friends for dinner last night. Immediately, my friend said, "You smell so good." With a shocked face, I thanked her and then had to spill the tea that I think it's that she's attracted to me. And here's why. Needless to say, I have yet to attract my husband with the $15 perfume, but it works on women. It works on women. My new demographic. We usually go into a list right about now because I love a good list, but first I want to share something personal because that's what we do here on the show. Well, that's what I do here on the show. We air out all of our filthy, dirty laundry. Hello? Corn. It disturbs me. It comes back out undigested. And I just really am failing to see a purpose or health basis to eat corn ever again. Now, I will say I only chew my food like 5 times as it is, so maybe I'm like the worst person to even talk about this, but it just doesn't add up to me. How does it survive stomach acid and the digestion process? That scientifically does not add up. Naturally, I think we need to do a list of things our body cannot digest. So this is a list from Insider. All right, first thing, your body cannot digest or absorb fiber, which is why fiber does its job, I guess. So it says insoluble fiber provides bulk to our stool and food for our healthy gut bacteria. So basically it just like pushes everything out because it doesn't digest. So that's cool. Highly processed foods are hard to digest. Now, this one makes sense because they always give me chest pain, like any type of chips or anything. I also might be gluten intolerant. I don't know. I also might be a hypochondriac, but that's for a different time. Greasy potato chips, like that kind of food definitely is hard for our body. I guess. I don't know. You know what? I don't know any further. So non-nutritive? You ever have like a word that if you look at it or think about it too long, it becomes a not word. Like it's just not a word anymore. Non-nutritive or non-nutritive? Nutritive? Am I having a stroke? Okay, I am a hypochondriac. I literally just jumped to the worst conclusion. Anyway, fake sweeteners, artificial sweeteners, are not easy on the digestive system. Although they're fine in small amounts, they are not fully absorbed into the body, which is interesting. There's also links to those fake kind of sugars giving you cancer, but they'll keep you skinny. And I feel like people who are having that are looking for that type of thing. Also, people with diabetes or other issues with like blood sugar regulation, I mean, they have to turn to like alternative sugar. So it's not bad for everybody, but in moderation. Me doing like a damage cleanup job on everything I was just saying. Anyway, many dairy products are impossible for some people to digest. This adds up to me. I do not digest lactose at all. Like it's a really bad time for me. I continuously eat it and then complain. So that makes sense. That adds up. All right, that's the list. Oh no, there's one more. Seeds. Seeds often go undigested. I knew this one because my grandma has something where she can't eat like anything, not even something with poppy seeds in it, which doesn't make sense because they're so small. I'm like, how do those not go through your system? But they don't. So there you have it. Oh, there's one more. Sorry. Wow. I knew you guys wanted one more. So I was like, God, please just make one more. And he did. So the skin of bell peppers is apparently hard to break down. I did not know this one. As a result, remnants can end up in the stool. I love that we are talking about stool. It can also cause stomach pain or gas. That makes sense. That adds up. That seems like the truth. If Insider said it's true, I guess it's true. So that's cool. Let me just check our audio here. Okay, we're still doing good. I'm a little bit in shambles today. I'm about to be going on a trip, and I just want to make sure that my content is done and good, and I'm not rushing it, and I'm not a crazy person, and I'm having a crazy week. So here we are. Here we are. are. All right. I found a TikTok comment thread of siblings talking about how they could say something like, this sandwich tastes like the Pirates of the Caribbean ride at Disneyland. That's a direct quote from me that I've done with my brother before. And the sibling also knows, like, they always know exactly what you mean by that. I definitely have this connection with both of my brothers. I just want to read you some of the comment section because this is gold. This is TikTok comment section gold. This soda tastes like how our elementary school library smells. These chips smell like when the car AC is low. My brother once said, this water tastes homemade. It did. Once I told my sister that warm water tastes round and she agreed. This apple tastes like the dentist office. I can taste that apple in my head. The next one. My sister will say the drink tastes like the inside of a Toyota Camry and I'll agree. Yeah, my brother and I, ours is very specific like that. Like, it's such a specific time. This one says, my brother, quote, Dr. Pepper tastes like how Halloween masks smell. I sent the thread to both of my brothers in a group chat and they both agreed and they loved the comment section as well. Don't forget to leave me a review on Apple. I'm going to keep reading your reviews here on the show. This week's review is from jcolbert0228. It says, every episode provides laughs, info, and shows Drew's genuine, beautiful art. Aw, thanks, Jay Colbert. Thank you. That was really sweet. Love it. Guys, go leave a review on Apple if you want your review to be read next week. It also is super helpful to me to rank up in the podcast world. I really, really do rely on y'all's help for that. So if you could, just go leave a little review. This week's dirty laundry is pretty heated. Get it? Laundry, heat it. Okay, man, why do I do it? Why do I do this to myself? Rapper DaBaby. Like, how do you say that without like having it? Let me try. Rapper DaBaby. Okay, there. That was easier than I thought it would be. Is experiencing some strong backlash after making, quote, homophobic remarks on stage at one of his shows. He was on a rant saying, quote, if you didn't show up today with HIV, AIDS, or any of them deadly sexually transmitted diseases that make you die in 2 or 3 weeks, then put your cell phone lighter up. Ugh. He says, quote, fellas, if you ain't sucking blank in the parking lot, put your cell phone lighters up. Let's keep going. On July 26th, he went on Instagram to clarify some of his comments. Okay, great. Hopefully this story goes up from here. I wrote this. This is my wording. I'm acting surprised. Like, oh, hopefully it gets better. It doesn't get better. Spoiler alert. So he goes to clarify on Instagram. He said his fans don't contract HIV and AIDS because they're not, quote, nasty, gay, and then he uses the N-word, or junkies. I wasn't going on a rant, unquote. Oh my gosh, it got worse. I knew it was getting worse. It got worse. Oh, it's worse. Then he said, quote, that's called a call to action. That's what that's called. Because I'm a live performer. I'm the best live performer, unquote. I, at this point, was searching for context. Okay. Normally in these celebrities getting canceled type scenarios, I try to find some reason or at least like give a deeper look into the context. A lot of people will just see things and take it at face value. I don't do that. I usually try to like find like, how did this come up? Like, what was going on? Like, to at least not to justify them, but like to get like a grip on what the heck is going on and what truly happened. But this one is a little tough for me. It seems a little out of left field. No one asked a question to prompt this. He wasn't at an event against AIDS. There was no, like, this is so out of left field. He isn't a devout religious person spewing, you know, a bad version of his religious doctrine. Like, he just said it. He was feeling the vibe and just totally went out and said this. After what seems like a bad bender, because, you know, this kind of behavior doesn't just, not everybody acts this way. Like, to me, there seems like something like was going on, like he was like coming off of some, I don't know, whatever. He then went to Instagram again saying, quote, anybody who done ever been affected by AIDS/HIV, y'all got the right to be upset. What I said was insensitive, even though I have no intention on offending anybody. So my apologies, unquote. This has since been deleted. So spoiler, sorry. Let me keep going. This apology seems prompted by the loss of his large deal with the company Boohoo Man. It literally happened like shortly after that happened. After all of this, many celebrities took to the stand. So the first being his collaborator on the hit song Levitating. I'm levitating. You want me? I want you, baby. My sugar boo. Dua Lipa, who was affected by several radio stations now pulling the song off of rotation, she said, quote, I'm surprised and horrified at DaBaby's comments. She wrote, I don't recognize this as the person I worked with. Megan Thee Stallion weighed in later on saying, quote, it's about time. Oh, she's had some beef with him in the past, but we aren't going to go into that. It's about time. Representation is important, and it is really crucial for us to all have compassion and acceptance of every human. Miley Cyrus came in with a very mature response on her Instagram. She said, at DaBaby, check your DMs. Would love to talk and see how we can learn from each other and help be a part of making a more just and understanding future. So I loved that. I loved what she said. And then we have ASAP Ferg even weighing in. When he was asked about his thoughts on the DaBaby controversy, he said, quote, I feel like it was super insensitive, adding the comments that it came across as, quote, super ignorant on his behalf. And then he said, I love everybody. I love gay people, straight people. I have a lot of gay friends. I know a lot of designers. I know normal people that are gay. They're normal people. They should be definitely treated with respect. You just got to treat people like respectable human beings, man. So ASAP Ferg was not happy either. It looks like not only, you know, is it that celebrities are coming out, but also people in the rap community. I know DaBaby was trying to like fall back on like, I'm a rapper. I'm a performer. I can say whatever I want, which I sometimes err on the side of like, yeah, this is rock and roll, like let it happen, but not in this type of scenario. This is obviously just like blatantly not a good idea. I think ASAP is right on the mark. Regardless of your beliefs, you have to treat others with respect. This controversy should not be made political. I know a lot of people on different forums and on Facebook are trying to make this political. Please try not to just defend something because your party like errs on the side of this, or your religion errs on the side of it. Like, this as a whole is wrong. At least for me, I'm not trying to stop anyone from their religious beliefs or anyone's beliefs at all, but you cross the line when your beliefs become hate, inequality, and lack of basic human decency, which is, you know, spewing random hate speech like this is obviously the lack of human decency. And I don't want to be confused with the overly sensitive people in the world who call everything hate speech. This is specifically hate speech, okay? I am not, like, again, please don't make this political. This is, like, it lacks basic human decency, like I said. And, yeah, I think Miley hit it on the mark. She had the most respectful response. I really hope that DaBaby can learn from this situation and come out on top as a better human being. That's the difference between me and a lot of others, is that rather than canceling someone right out the gate, I want to see if they could make progress in who they are. Does that mean that they get a pass? No. There's still consequences, obviously, for our actions, but forgiveness and consequences can go hand in hand, okay? You can suffer the consequences of the damage that you've done while also still getting a chance to redeem yourself. I'm not saying he's going to, but as a person who has to share an earth with these people, I hope to God they get better and become better contributors to all things good. So think about it before you just decide to fully cancel someone. We do have to coexist with these people on this earth that we all share. So hopefully they actually get a chance to be better and choose their chance to be better. That being said, it does not stop there. Oh, man. He didn't only lose the support of radio stations, select celebrities, and Boohoo Man. He was then pulled from multiple upcoming performances. Lollapalooza, Day in Vegas, Governor's Ball, Austin City Limits, KS107.5 Summer Jam, Park Life, Music Midtown, iHeartRadio Music Festival, and a bunch more. DaBaby's team, I could imagine, are freaking out right now. I'm married to a manager, and I know what goes on within the teams of these celebrities when they have a big PR cleanup to do, and let's just say it's not pretty. I literally can picture every conversation going on amongst his team right now. In other news, a naked woman was found wedged between two buildings in California. It's unclear of why she was wedged there or why she was naked. Your guess is as good as the news. It's time for our random fact of the day. Can you guess what it is? You can't. It's random. You can hear a blue whale's heartbeat from more than 2 miles away. I am a little curious about this, and they didn't elaborate. Maybe one of you can let me know in the comments if you're watching this on YouTube, but hear it with what? Like above water, underwater, like underwater with like a thing on your head? Like, how can you hear it? I need to know. All right, this week I wanted to do a reaction segment. So, backstory, I have had a Facebook since the days when I was on the TV show The X Factor. By the way, another little segue, The X Factor actually just closed down forever, the show. One Direction was a huge success from there. I mean, we've had a ton of people from our show. So I'm sad to see it go. I'm sad to see Simon's show go, but I know he is, you know, ever busy and working on other shows. Anyway, when I was on the show The X Factor, I had a Facebook account that was very big back then. We're talking 10 years ago, guys. So Instagram like just happened. So the people on my Facebook are very OG followers. They've been here for a long time. They are not here for a long... No. What is it saying? They're not here for a good time. They're here for a long time. I don't know. Whatever. They've been here for a long time. Some of who love my music and some who love my feet and my body. And I can't blame them. It's unclear of like if it's feet or body. I feel like it's a tie. But I don't blame them. I do not blame them. So I'm going to record myself reacting to some of the comment section on there. If you guys are just listening to this podcast, I will try to describe this as best as I can for you because these are like under my photos. But if you're watching this on YouTube, I'm going to attach the photo that I'm, you know, and the comment that I'm reacting to. So y'all all getting exposed today. If you're from my Facebook, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. You are getting exposed, but not canceled. We don't cancel here. We just expose. So here is my reaction. All right. First one. It is a picture of me. I'm trying to describe it for those who are just listening to the podcast. It is a picture of me with a bowling ball in a t-shirt. Like nothing. I mean, maybe my face is scandalous. I don't know. Whatever. And we have the most iconic reaction to anything I've ever posted, which this guy, Najib, maybe I shouldn't say his name. I'm going to bleep that out. This guy posted a picture of himself. Like flexing? I want to show it, guys. If you're listening to the podcast, you might want to head over to YouTube and check this out so you can see this amazing reaction. There's no context. It's just a picture of him like standing in his house, like flexing and making direct eye contact with the camera. I'm going to rate this experience a 11 out of 10. I love this. I love to see it. We love to see that here on my page. You said, you look hot. Let me show you that I'm hot. And here you are. I think it's great. Good time. All right. We have, let's see, what photo is this under? I might have gotten which photo that was wrong, to be fair. Because now I'm confused. Oh, no, I don't know. I got that right. Okay. Next one is a photo of me mowing the lawn. This ended up being a relatively big scandal in my life somehow. Apparently, half-decent-looking women can't mow lawns, and I am that half-decent-looking woman who was just scrutinized by the mansplaining here. So I was getting DMs about this. This was like a big deal. So it's a picture of me. I have makeup on. I had my hair curled, which it was like the third day of it being curled. Like, it was dirty, but like, whatever. I had my cowgirl boots on. I was trying to wear them in for my best friend's wedding. So I was wearing them every day that week. Anyway, I'm mowing the lawn and I smiled. My husband took a picture because he was so happy that he did not have to mow the lawn after his insane day of work. And he was proud of me. So anyway, I love these responses. This girl said, cutting the grass in full makeup and hair with like the pensive face. And I said back, because this like really bothered me, guys. This triggered me. I don't usually respond, but this pissed me off. I said, sadly, some people have to work before they do house chores. For me, that was filming. Like, I literally film, guys, all the time. So, yeah, I'm in a full face of makeup. What, was I supposed to take my makeup off and then go outside and present myself to the mower? Like, I don't understand. So, yeah, I wasn't a full face of makeup. I didn't realize there was, like, a rule book for this. The next one is... another, like, it's a mansplaining experience. So he said, you have to squeeze the lever in parentheses, the long bar near your hands, or the lawnmower won't move. You got this, though. Only a prop. I was like, sir, I don't know if you have the same lawnmower as me, but you clearly don't because you don't know. I'm holding down the lever he's talking about in this photo. You can't even see that the lever is being held down because I'm holding it down. It's the one that keeps it running. And then there's another lever, which my mower will drive on its own if you pull the other lever, which when I'm looking backwards to take a photo, I'm not trying to drive the mower forward. I'm just, you know, pushing it. Like, you know, I'm not trying to like make it go speedy fast while I smile for the camera. So anyway, he was wrong. And I got a lot of people in my DMs saying, hey, your picture, it was faked. It was like totally faked. I'm like, yeah, well, my lawn is mowed. So who did it? Who did it? Who did it? The next person said, let's see. I like the curls. Looks like you're mowing downhill, so no need to be pulling the bar that engages the front wheels anyway. Need to put some fertilizer down. Maybe not mow your lawn in $700 cowgirl boots. Okay, hello? It sounded almost like they were defending me for a second. But again, I wasn't pulling the bar that makes it move forward. I was pulling the bar that makes it run, like the lawnmower is running. Thanks for letting me know I need to put fertilizer down. I know. Okay, that one's actually true. So I'll take it. And my boots are not $700. Do I need to defend that? Like, that's really weird. Like, what if they were? What if I could just afford to do that? Like, I don't understand. Like, what's the issue? Like, I literally can't win. If I posted a picture of someone else mowing my lawn, I'd be stuck up. But if I'm mowing my lawn, I don't know what I'm doing. Like, hello? Hello? So anyway, that was my scandal. I've never been in a scandal before. That was the first one. And I think I would give that experience a 9 out of 10. Like, I really grew from that. Like, my apology video was iconic. Oh, God. Okay. Next one. It is a picture of me with, like, this white eyeliner. I actually am wearing this top that I'm wearing right now. I did not plan this. This, whatever. Anyway, it's cute. Space buns, whatever. And Larry said, obviously you weren't talking about yourself. Otherwise, the emoji would have been this, and then puts a fire emoji. Thank you, Larry. Because I said, what was your last used emoji? And mine was the poop emoji. And he was like, so sweet. That was actually smooth. He's like, obviously you weren't talking about yourself. Otherwise, the emoji would have been the fire emoji. Like, that's iconic. And Larry, I'm sure you're pulling women with that kind of attitude because I like that. I like that energy on my page. So I give that a 12 out of 10. That was good energy, good vibes all around from Larry. All right, next one. I'm wearing a Louis Vuitton mask and sort of a Louis Vuitton bandana. And this person said, you look like every guy's dream, beautiful with big brown eyes. But what does such beauty hide inside? Is it as beautiful as the outside? And then this other guy came through and was like, wow, deep, bro. First of all, my eyes are not brown. However, I think that was smooth. Little much, but smooth. I like it. It's still an energy that I accept on my page. I accept most energy on my page. I'm like fine with whatever, really. But yeah, it's smooth. It's a little weird. No, I'm not as beautiful on the inside as I am on the outside. The outside I can make even more beautiful every day with makeup and products, and the inside is just a bunch of garbage. So thank you. I will rate that 10 out of 10. This person, so it's a picture of me in Mexico with like a visor on, a red swimsuit, and I had these like see-through pants over my swimsuit, like a cover-up kind of thing. And this guy just cut straight to the chase. He said, nice A space S space S. I don't know if I can cuss on my podcast still, so we're going to be careful. But he just like really cut to the chase. I like that kind of energy. That would be my husband if he ever commented on anything ever in his life, which he doesn't even really do social media. I feel like he would just cut to the chase, you know? It wouldn't be all that like brown eye kind of thing. Like, it would just be nice. So I like that. I rate that a 10 out of 10 as well. This one is a picture of me taking a picture. It was like a trend on TikTok where you're taking a selfie in the mirror with the sky in the background, like you take your mirror outside. And this person said, if I looked through your glasses, Do you think I could see your home? Sir, that is so creepy. Like, are you trying... Let me zoom in on this profile. This is like a much older man, by the way. Like... So I said, no, you could not see the reflection because my home is not in the background. But then I was like zooming in. I'm like, what can you see? Like, I don't know. That was on some... I mean, have I tried to zoom in on the reflection of someone's glasses before? Yes. But it's still creepy. So I'm going to rate that one a 5 out of 10. I still accept the energy, but a little weird. All right. This is going to be our last one. It's a picture of me at the beach. A lot of these are like kind of hot pics because that's where I get the most of these types of great comments. This one, I'm in a one piece. I'm on the beach. I'm smiling up at the sun and I am... Yeah, my booty's like facing the camera, but again, I'm like in a one piece. Not much to see here. One person said MILF, which I think I'll take as a compliment. I'm not a mother, but I think the one piece was like really giving off MILF vibes, and that's fair. And then this other person, again, just really like cut to the chase, and they just said pure W space H space O space R space E. Yeah. Okay. A little hurtful. Might cry later, but I get it. Like, again, I'll accept the energy. If my dad sees you on the street, he might beat the crap out of you. That's not a threat. I'm just saying, don't walk down my dad's street. But yeah, I mean, I'll accept the energy. I'm still gonna like take that in a weird way as a compliment because I was looking good. So, I'll give it a 10 out of 10. I'll give that a 10 out of 10. If you guys want to be featured in my next one, just go be a very weird but nice person on my Facebook page. And I will feature you in the next one. Thank you guys so much for tuning into Laundry Day. I'm Drew Rinn, your host, and I will see you all next time here on the show. Don't forget to hit that follow or subscribe button to be notified when each episode goes up. Say one nice thing to one other person and make the world a better place. Bye.